This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Tomlin likes a lot of things. Running the ball on first and second down, not moving TJ Watt around on defense, keeping Minka Fitzpatrick 25 to 30 yards off the line of scrimmage at the snap of the football. What are some of his other favorite things? Punting inexplicably after going for it earlier in the game in a more aggressive situation, making bad challenges. What else?
Using the phrase to be quite honest with you.
Oh, my goodness, yes. If you're playing that as a drinking game, you'd need a liver transplant. He's fond of many things. Very high on that list would be how fond Mike Tomlin is of going to pro days. No head coach, it's pretty obvious, no head coach in the league is more hot to trot about pro days than Tomlin. He just loves going. He loves ball. He's a certified ball lover, Donnie. No one could ever take that away from him. And it's become known enough that the Steelers, by and large, not always, doesn't happen this way year after year, time after time, but more often than not in the Tomlin era, you can figure out what school their top pick's going to come from, usually. Don't quote me on this being always. It's not. You can usually figure out who they're going to pick or what school they're going to pick their first-round pick from based on whether or not they went to a pro day. Bottom line. And interestingly enough, Tomlin did not attend Michigan's pro day, which featured, yes, Mason Graham, but more to the point, Kenneth Grant, a guy that people think might be able to be had when the Steelers are picking in the 20s. He did not do that. He did not go to that pro day so that he could instead participate in the six-hour Aaron Rodgers fun session. The get to know you. Maybe they had icebreakers, like what's your favorite flavor of cola? Are you a Sprite, a Coke, or a Squirt guy? I don't know. What's your favorite Happy Gilmore saying? I'm sure they did stuff like that. Tomlin, who loves pro days, though. Tomlin, whose team absolutely needs defensive linemen. Tomlin, who just loves to get in there and really like chew the fat with coaches and find out everything he can about these guys. With a Kenneth Grant pro day happening at Michigan, he said, no, the priority is Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to be here for the former MVP, the four-time MVP. I'm going to be here for this guy. I'm going to talk to him. We're going to, you know, chop it up and figure out where he's at. That's more important to me. That's also relevant to me, Donnie, because the draft is a month away. Thursday, April, they will be a drafting, and the Steelers will be making a selection. And he's not there when a guy that a lot of people are at least connecting to them in theory because of their needs and his talents is working out. I am a little surprised, even though it's not one of those things where I'd say, well, take Kenneth Grant off your board, because I think, what, Fautanu, he didn't go out that way, right? So Fautanu's out west. Michigan's a short hop on a private jet, or even Tomlin could drive to Ann Arbor if he really wanted to. I'm not ruling it out, but it definitely shows where their priorities are, right? And here's the other thing. Aaron Rodgers, we know, is in no rush. Like, theoretically, Tomlin could have been like, hey, Aaron, I know you want to come into town today. Can we do this, like, literally tomorrow so I can go up and back from this pro day? But didn't do that. He made his priority very well known, and it's, I would like to get to know the quarterback that I'm hoping is going to sign with this team and presumably win me a playoff game for the first time in almost a decade. I do think it's noteworthy, and I start to wonder broadly, Donnie, that's the other thing I want to get to here. I'm starting to wonder broadly about the draft a month away and trying to drill down to what I think they should do, because I'm very much split on two positions here, wide receiver or D-line. Like, I think that's where I'm crystallizing at, and anything else is going to kind of annoy me as a fan.
I'm not going to rule out Kenneth Grant being their guy at 21, not only due to the fact that they didn't go to the Troy Faltanu Pro Day last year, and I know the circumstances are a little bit different.
The geography does matter there. Yeah, I have to bring that
they
up.
They don't often travel out west to see some of those guys, and they'll at least have some sort of area scout out there. Now, here is what we need to pay attention to. If they don't bring in Grant for any sort of formal visit or official visit to
take him off the list,
the facility, then
take him off
the list.
I think
you really take the guy off the list, because Faltanu came in on a visit last year. That's normally the one, more so even than the pro day science that we look at. If a guy doesn't come in here or visit with the Steelers at any point, you can pretty much cross the name off.
Who do you want right now? Because here's where I'm going back and forth when I start thinking about the draft. I know you're one of the people who thinks about the draft literally pretty much all day, every day. You're constantly chewing up mocks. Maybe we'll have a mock of the day this week again, not tomorrow, but maybe Wednesday we could work in a Donnie's mock of the day. I'm torn between two sort of notions here. And this is kind of, I think, still the most underreported story on the Steelers, or under-discussed, because it's been backburnered, and I said this, I think, last week. We still have no idea what they actually want to do or intend to do with Pickens. Nobody knows. Metcalf being there gives them another chip at the table, in their stack, where they can say, if we want to trade this guy because somebody else really wants him, we can do it. I am sure Omar, if he could, would love to get his second-round pick back that he used to get Metcalf. It is a much deeper crop of defensive linemen comparatively. It's a much thinner crop of wide receivers. It's also because of the nature of both positions, but I also feel like wide receivers, it's easier to jump up the board after a huge year. It's hard to evaluate 2026's wide receiver class. A lot of the best guys seem like smaller, shiftier players, like burners. I was looking at it. Like four out of the top five are like 6 feet or shorter. I think about lack of supply relative to their needs and the fact that they do have to keep trying to address their offense and add skill. Like, I just think that they've neglected it for so long in so many ways, like the actual skill positions they've tried to just get by. Because there's so much more in the way of defensive line help, if I know that they're going to get their second round pick back, I think I would want Luther Burden right now. Beast of Luther Burden as my pick.
They at least made some sort of move at wide receiver that I don't want to say it completely cools me off from that position, because I'm not going to be upset if it does fall to a wide receiver on that first night of the draft, because building up an offense that does need to keep up with the Joneses in the AFC is very important. But I would say I'm leaning a little bit more defensive line, because it has not been addressed. Besides a couple of really no-name guys, and, I don't mean to take direct shots at those guys, but
They're no-names.
They basically picked up dudes to be the next version of Braden Fehoko, who, how much did he really help the Steelers' operation?
Not much.
The last couple of seasons.
Not a lot.
That's where I look at a player like Kenneth Grant or Derek Harmon, and I think, man, that would be a big boost to the defensive front. That's somebody that really should have a star next to his name.
I think if they somehow decide they're going to keep Pickens and they think that they can get the most out of George Pickens because they can sway him to the idea that if you just stay on the straight and narrow, someone else is going to pay you, or, we're going to franchise you, which will tick you off, but it's going to make you a lot of money in a one-year setting. I think maybe I would say D-line. Doesn't that feel like the impossible thing to know, that they're keeping very close to the vest? Do you feel like you have any sort of good sense on what they want to do with Pickens? From everything we read, like, I don't even think the beat writers really have a great feel for it. I think if you talk to five different beat writers, you'd get, five
I don't knows.
Yeah, five I don't knows with, like, They could keep him, but I wouldn't. They could, but I would, and I would too. Like, I just don't think there's a consensus on how they view the player. And more to the point, there's not really a consensus because he's been kind of quiet other than some like weirdly cryptic social media posts on how the player views his current situation.
That's something that has really cooled as well, because right after the season, I think all of us would have said, yeah, I think that dude just played his last game in a Steelers uniform. It seemed like that was starting to become the consensus beyond anybody around the team that covers the team, whatever it may be, that the Steelers would have found a trade partner for George Pickens. But now I'm thinking unless he does at some point request out of here, force his way out of here, I think they're keeping the guy.
If that's what they do, despite how much I think that could be a powder keg and how that could be a very bad idea, then you've got to go defensive line. You've got to take the best of a deep class, and you might have to double up. Although I would say at that point, your double up is going to be in like the fourth round, because you probably have to address corner or maybe wide receiver with a guy whose physical profile you like or something else like that down the line.